You're listening to SBS News.
Summer is well underway in New South Wales, with a sweltering weekend on the east coast of Australia seeing some 60 bush and grass fires wreaking havoc, destroying homes and taking the life of a firefighter. The firefighter, who worked for the state's National Parks and Wildlife Service, was hit by a falling tree at about 10:45 p.m. on Sunday while trying to contain a fierce fire near Bulladella on the mid-north coast. Paramedics tried to help the man, but he died at the scene. Premier Chris Minns tells Channel 9 it's a sad day for the firefighting community and New South Wales residents as a whole.
Authorities are in the process of contacting that firefighter's family, so I can't say much more than that, other than we're heartbroken by this news. It's devastating, and it's a reminder of what firefighters have to do to keep the public safe. This is in many ways a dangerous profession, and we're deeply indebted to the men and women that devote their time to keeping us safe. This is terrible news today.
The Rural Fire Service has confirmed 20 homes were destroyed in the Bulladella fire and another fire at Coolawong on the central coast, with weather conditions easing by Monday. Over 250 firefighters, 50 trucks and 9 aircraft were deployed to battle the Coolawong blaze at its peak. Janice Rattray, a local resident, watched her family home of more than 11 years be destroyed in minutes. She fled to a nearby park with just her dog and the clothes on her back.
We watched it burn, yeah. It was devastating, it really was. We got crisis accommodation through Diggers, and we've got 4 nights there. We've had 1 night there. And we've had some people offer us some short-term accommodation.
Her daughter's partner, Nick Gibbs, was also with her. He was forced to evacuate barefoot with his 15-month-old boy strapped to his back.
It's a whole life worth of stuff gone. Look at that. You know, we had a beautiful piano. We had 5 beautiful guitars. At least had 7 surfboards here. Beautiful. Like, just stuff that we've collected. And Oscar's first drawings. Oscar's toys.
Nick had to spend the night in hospital after suffering burns to his feet. Richard Brown Barrison, a Point Claire resident, says he felt helpless watching neighbours affected by the fires.
You feel helpless. I mean, the first responders, the fires, police, ambulance, marine rescue, everyone involved there doing a great job. You want to sort of come down the road to help out, but you're not a professional. But you would offer up your house for anyone, because we all go to the local cafes. We all hang out in the local places. Everyone knows somebody who's been affected by this.
Federal and state disaster assistance funding has been activated across the Central Coast, Mid-Coast, Upper Hunter, Muswellbrook, Warrumbungle and Dubbo. Trent Curdin, Commissioner of the New South Wales Rural Fire Service, says it's a reminder for residents to be prepared for the fast and erratic way that some fires develop.
We've still got concerns in the Coolawong area at the moment for fire activity. As the southerly change comes through at the moment, we're seeing winds at about 40 kilometres an hour with gusts higher than 40 kilometres an hour. This is an example of what we might see through the upcoming summer season. We're asking everyone to take this warning and to take the time now to prepare themselves.
While 9 fires remain uncontained, there are no current emergency bushfire or heatwave warnings, although storms and damaging winds are expected to keep fire danger high across much of Australia. Premier Chris Minns says emergency services have been told to prepare for a difficult December.
Well, we had a good briefing with the commissioners of Ambulance, RFS, SES and Fire Rescue New South Wales just last week. And the Bureau of Meteorology reported to us that December looks like hot winds coming in from the west, a warmer Pacific Ocean, and as a result, a very challenging bushfire season.
Sam Dover, SBS News.